not truth of what God has spoken over us already. We come in agreement with heaven. We come into the agreement of heaven's declarations over us that we are a much beloved bride of Christ. We are free of every guilt. We are free of everything, of every shame. And we take on the name. We call the names forth of who we really are. The beloved, the beautiful, the blessed, the apple of our eye, the honored. Come on. We take on that. And we refuse to agree with a lie. And we come forth in truth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen? Because you know what? The world will always try to label you. The enemy will always use something, try to use something for us to try to attach ourselves to that is not of him. But we have to remember, what did God say about me? What can I stand on now? Can I be honest with you? Sometimes I just feel so ill-equipped to do stuff for God. But you know what? We have Holy Spirit in us. Come on, you all have Holy Spirit, and you all have resurrection power. You all are equipped. Saints of God, you are a saint of God. You're not a sinner. You are a saint of God because of the blood of Jesus. So we need to put the mind of Christ on and declare that our mind is whole. We come into agreement and we lift up a yet praise. Yet I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. See, Habakkuk didn't say there was no problems. He was telling you he didn't have any herds in the stalls. He didn't have any sheep or flock. He wasn't having any fruit on the vine, but he lifted up a yet praise. Yet I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. That means sozo, whole, healed, delivered. Come on, we need to come into agreement with that this morning and say we will not accept the assignment of the enemy. We break the shame because Jesus already broke it. We come in agreement to heaven's decree that we are worthy because of the blood. It's not anything we can do. So we just humbly accept and receive the finished work of Jesus Christ that said we are free from guilt and shame. We don't have to take it anymore. Come on. And sometimes I gotta get radical like that. I'm not taking that. That's not my portion. That's not my inheritance. I don't have to take that. Because God said, I have life and life abundantly. I have worth. I have value. I have something God put within me and you that is so precious, that is so lovely, that is so beautiful. Man, I don't know, but God just wanted to have this come across. Because you know what? God has a great vision for us. Individually and corporately. And you know what? It's because we have an identity. And we can't allow Satan or the enemy to come in and break our identity and fracture our identity, because it is whole. It's a lie that we are strong, and that's what the blood did. That's what the blood did. The blood came and healed our broken identity. It wasn't just that he took away our sin. He came and he healed our identity. And you know what? All we have to say is, thank you, Jesus. Isn't that awesome? We don't have to prove it. We don't have to defend it. We know who we are. Come on. And we just let God take care of business like he does. And we just believe the truth. Because our God is a vindicator. Our God is our defense. Our God says, no, you don't. You don't touch my child. I'm going to take care of her. I'm going to take care of him. And I'm going to stand, and he's going to stand right by you and be your defender. we don't have to take shame on. That's a lie of the enemy. It's a destiny stealer. And God is not up to that. He's like, no, I gave you a destiny. I gave you purpose. Don't allow the lie to steal the very truth that God died to give you. Jesus died to give you that. It costed him something. He took that all on. Do you ever feel guilt? Ever feel shame? Don't you feel like it's a heavy load? Right? Come on, we've all felt it. And it's just like it just came on us and you could just feel the heavy load of it. But now just figure Jesus going to the cross and he took all of humanity's guilt and shame. Multiply that. How many times that he's taken that on? He didn't skip any one of us in here, right? He took all of us. He took everyone, the whole world's guilt and shame, that we could find true freedom. And that's our portion. That is our portion. Don't forget that. Don't receive shame and guilt. I just feel that that is one of the biggest things the enemy tries to set. Don't allow somebody else to define your value but God. Amen? What does God, when you're feeling low, but what does God say about me? Come in agreement with that truth. Amen? So, Father, we just thank you for breaking shame and guilt off of us. That, Father, we're living in the love and the forgiveness and truth of God's word. And so, Father, we thank you that even though we are pressed, we will not be crushed. Come on. And we will and we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. That you always, we say thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph. And we declare today that, Father, even in this, we can speak to grace to every mountain that we have. Grace, grace, grace. The power of God to break every assignment that, Father, that we can move and have our being in you because we have been co-crucified, co-resurrected in you, Jesus. And we thank you for that. And we rejoice in that this morning. Amen. We rejoice. We say, yet we will rejoice. Even when things come in, yet we lift up a yet praise. And we thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You know what? I'm going to just flow in this. I feel like we're just doing something else here. Why don't we? I just feel like we need to take communion. Okay? So why don't we all take communion this morning? And I don't know. Or why don't you, maybe Dwayne and. Okay. All right. So why don't you come on up and get communion. I felt really strong this morning to receive communion because I just feel like what we're doing when we take the bread and we take the wine, we're coming and we're co-partnering with the work that Jesus did through the body and through the blood. We're co-partnering. We are coming in agreement with that. So if you need healing, healing is here because healing and deliverance is the children's bread. He already died for you to receive healing in Jesus' name, Jim. Amen? And so we know that this is the meal that heals. When we take communion, we are saying we are partnering with Jesus of what what his body took on. He took every sickness, every disease, every oppression or depression, all these things he took on. He did not miss a thing. Did he miss anything on the cross? Did he say, oh, I forgot about that one? No. Whatever you are going through, whatever you think that you might be under or oppressed about or in sick in body, the Lord said to take up the meal of communion so you would be healed. That means body, soul, mind, and spirit. So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the bread. We thank you for your body. We thank you, Lord, that you gave your body up. Thank you, Jesus. You didn't have to think about it for very long. You said you endured the cross for the joy set before you, that it was joyful to be able to lay his life down for you. So, Father, we receive right now. Father, we thank you right now that your body healed every disease, infirmity, mental illness. Come on, everything was covered. When you went to the cross, you took the stripes. You took those stripes for our healing. And Father, we co-partner with you. We say, thank you, Jesus. I receive now the finished work of what you did through your body. So let's just take the host or the bread. Oh, you did. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jesus. So let me just say this. This is not a ritual. This is a blessing God wants to bestow. Don't make it a ritual. Don't say that, well, we just take communion. This is something happens when we come in agreement of what Jesus did on the cross. So we thank you for this body, that we are whole, we are healed, and we are delivered in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we take this cup. We take this cup. And we are remembering the blood you shed for us, Lord. We don't take it lightly. We don't want to take it lightly this morning, Lord. But we want to remember, it cost you something. It cost you greatly. You didn't have to leave a home of glory to come in flesh, but you did it. You did it for us. And you didn't do it just haphazardly. You did it out of joy for us, God. That's how you see us. You see us as your desire, as a much loved, beloved child of God. And so, Father, we come in agreement. We're co-partnering with this blood, Lord. And we just say, thank you, Jesus. We didn't have anything to do with it, but we thank you, Lord, that you did it all. You paid it all. You did it once and for all, as Hebrews talks about. Once and for all. And so, Lord, you're not getting on that cross again. You've done it, but we're coming to you this morning and co-partnering and coming in agreement with everything you did on the cross this morning. Nothing missing, nothing broken, God. Sozo, healing and deliverance through your blood. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. We come in agreement to the power, the mighty working power of the blood of Jesus. Come on, just worship him for a little bit here. Come on, we thank you, Lord, for the blessing. It's called the cup of blessing. So, Father, we just thank you. It's a blessing that we are coming in agreement with heaven, Father God, that we don't have to stay on an earthly realm. We can come in agreement to the heavenly realm of what you have spoken over us, of our true selves, that we are one in you. you. We are intertwined with you, God, that what you are, so are we. I think that was part of the lyrics too. We are as he is. So Father, I thank you that we are pure, we're holy, we're blessed, we're honored by you, we're beloved by you. We are the apple of your eye. We are beautiful to you, Lord. And so Father God, we thank you that we receive that right now. We receive that in our hearts right now. Father, we just break off any fear and doubt that we can participate and come in agreement with that. And it's all good because God is good and God loves us. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on. We just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you. It's because of your worthiness. And we come in agreement to the sacrifice that you gave for us, God. Jesus was our substitute. So we come in agreement with that. And I just, I know some of you know that we've been praying for my brother-in-law, Tom. And I just have to share a really amazing testimony. My sister Marianne took him into the hospital for a routine gallbladder surgery. Pretty much basic, you know, he had a couple gallstones. But somehow in the surgery, his ball got punctured. And then he had this internal bleeding going on. And so it got to be very, very serious because my brother-in-law, you know Tom and Marianne, they used to go here. And Tom has an artificial heart valve, plus he has some liver issues and stuff. And so there was some complications and things were really bad. He actually had a lot of blood in his abdomen that was building up. I mean, you could see it. And I just thank God that, you know, we were all believing in Kathleen, thank you, and everybody for praying for him and just believing God for a miracle because it was needed. A miracle was needed. He was put in ICU. His kidneys were beginning to shut down. And, of course, nothing was passing through his bowels. I mean, it was a serious moment. My sister was in the hospital with him. He actually coded. He died, but he came back immediately. This is a miracle, I'm telling you. And so it was a miracle. He came up. We had went upstairs. We got to pray for him because I went in because of COVID. You only can have two people. So her son and herself went up, but because I went under pastoral care, I could go up and see him in ICU. So we went up there, and my sister and her son and I, we anointed him with oil, and we believed God was going to resurrect him out of this bed of affliction, and we just declared over him wholeness and all that, right? So, and I just thank you for joining in that. Your prayers have power, and they're effective. So don't think your prayers are not accomplishing things. Even sometimes we have to wait on God for certain things, right? But we know our prayer has power. Don't forget that. But anyway, then Wednesday, do you want to share what you saw, Angie? But we were praying Wednesday night. I think you could describe it better, if you don't mind. Do you mind?
So I saw me beside him in, like, by the hospital bed. And Jesus showed up right next to me. And I didn't share this on Wednesday, but when I saw him, it was like I saw him in a robe. And my mind said, that's too religious. And he was immediately in blue jeans. And my mind said, whoa. And he said, well, what is it going to be? And I just kind of laughed, and he said, why don't we get to it? And so I put my hands on Tom's abdomen. And he put his hands on mine. And I saw like golden light going through his body. And it went through his abdomen and went like into his, up the tubes into his kidneys. It went into his liver. It went into a gallbladder, even though they had just done surgery about it. Went into his lungs and into his heart. Went up his spinal cord. It went through all of his systems. And I just saw him as healed. That was it.
But you know what? I want to just say something, Angie, because do you believe in God transporting you?
I do.
I believe that there's things that God will break through, and I believe that's what happened to you. I believe that you were transported in that room for such a time, and God came in agreement, and she put her hand down, and he put his hand on top of hers, and there was healing released.
I did forget something. I'm sorry.
Sure. No, go ahead.
I forgot. I spoke value and worth into Tom. I spoke value and worth into him. I remember I said that. I told Tom that he was valued. He was a valued son of God. And that he was worthy of that healing.
Come on. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the Lord said, "Son, you have always been with me. And all I have is yours.
Yes.
Be healed.
Be healed. Amen." So I shared. Are you done, Angie? That was amazing. Wasn't that? Praise God. That was awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. God is moving. We gotta get into anticipation and expectation of what God really wants to do. I'm done about settling for less and doubting what God said we can have. Amen? So anyway, I was sharing that with Marianne. I told her what you were seeing, Angie. And so he ended up going into surgery actually 10:30 that night. So when the surgeon did the surgery, they actually took out, she said, 14 cups of blood and other toxic things in his abdomen. And the surgeon said, "He'll be feeling better now." And I kept on saying, "He's going to be feeling more than just better now. He's going to be healed in Jesus' name." And so what happened was I was starting to get a vision of, because his kidneys were shutting down, I saw the Lord's hands on his kidneys and start massaging them, causing them to function again. And so she texted me right after that, what Angie shared, and after surgery. So he was doing amazing after that. God was healing him. But the issue was now the kidneys. He was in ICU at this point. Remember, he almost died, or he did die. I can't wait to see what he actually saw. My brother-in-law is very quiet, and he doesn't say much, but there was an encounter. Amen? So anyway, she was so ecstatic. She called me and said that they were, thinking about putting him on kidney dialysis, but now they changed her mind. His kidneys were functioning again. Woo! That awesome? He doesn't need any kidney dialysis. So that was a hurdle. But the next hurdle was getting his bowels to move, because that was a problem. You know, they're not going to release you from the hospital until you got everything functioning, right? We all know that. And so it was just like, okay, we need to pray and agree that those bowels were going to start moving. And I know it's amazing. So she writes me and she says, let me see. "Hi, Ann. Tom passed another hurdle. Bowels are working again. they removed his stomach tube and he's going on a liquid diet. Going to transfer out of ICU today. Woo! And so now, she says, he has to sustain his blood pressure because it drops when he tries to get up and walk because he's kind of weak right now. But we speak life and life more abundantly into him. And then she says, but victory is on the horizon, and God has proven, this is her way of thinking, God has proven not to be early or late, but just on time, waiting on him. Isn't that awesome? Woo! It's a big deal. He coded. He was not supposed to be here. He coded. He died. But God had another plan. Come on. We are going to see more and more of this happening. Amen? Right, Jim? We're believing for Jim to be healed. Can someone go over there and lay hands on right now? You know, when you have a testimony, it means do it again, Lord. Who wants to go over there and just lay hands on him? Because we want to see God heal his shoulder. They say he's got a rotator cuff, and he thought maybe one of the screws were loose in his arm. But Father, we thank you right now. We come with a prayer of agreement where you said we're two or more gathered in Jesus' name, it shall be done. We thank you that Jim's portion is healing. Jim's portion is abundant life. Jim's portion is wholeness in his body. And Father, we decree that God, you touch him and you bring that healing, that manifestation even right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. We don't have to wait. It's already finished at work. We have a covenant that you do not break, a covenant of healing. And we come in agreement with that covenant, even though there may be conflict. We stand on the word of God that God, you can do all things and nothing is impossible with you. So Father, I thank you right now. We speak to that rotator cuff right now in Jesus' name. I even decree healing angels sewing it up right now in Jesus' name. I decree that God, you're going to bring healing to that arm, that it'll work even better than it ever has. You're bringing strength in that arm. We decree, God, that healing, that you are Jim's healer. And we come in agreement with that. We come in agreement with that. We pray that. We come in agreement. We will see. Does someone else want to pray something? I feel like I need to come over here. Does someone want to decree something or pray something?
2 Corinthians says that Jesus became our sin. And so what I'm seeing right now, Jim, is you come into agreement right now and you take whatever is ailing your body, and in the spirit you choose to remove it off of your body and give it to Jesus at the cross. He already became all of our sickness. He has already won the victory, and we call forth healing now as though